For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Now, I say the drug war is a sham, top to bottom, coast to coast, and in fact, worldwide. Perhaps, other than slavery, the largest fraud ever perpetrated on the people of this earth. And I'm for ending it all outright today, this very minute, because I know there is a better way. But where do we really begin? And we begin with marijuana, and in particular with medical marijuana. Here to talk on that subject is the Communications Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, Bruce Merkin. Their website, mpp.org. Bruce, there are many efforts underway across the United States to encourage and motivate state legislators to make some marijuana laws. You want to talk about what's going on?
Well, sure. There are a number of states where we are working with local legislators on medical marijuana bills. Some will be introduced shortly. A couple are already in the legislative hopper. The first one really kind of out of the gate was in the state of Illinois, where the legislator introducing it, Larry McKeon of Chicago, is himself a person living with AIDS. And it's been supported by the Illinois Nurses Association and a lot of other individuals and organizations, including 950 doctors in the state. And it had its first hearing in committee. There were, of course, a number of patients and doctors lined up to testify in favor. And but what nobody knew was that John Walters, the White House drug czar, was going to sweep into the Capitol with his usual entourage of Secret Service, spent an hour testifying, once again comparing medical marijuana, as he sometimes does, to crack cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine, which is real interesting considering that cocaine and methamphetamine are drugs that are legal for doctors to prescribe. He always forgets to mention that somehow. But when all was said and done, not only had the Republicans on the committee lined up with the White House, which probably isn't a big shock, but two of the Democrats voted against the bill as well, meaning it was defeated 4-7. Now, we haven't entirely given up hope. We're still working. But it was certainly a serious setback, and the White House, the federal drug czar, had a great deal to do with it, it appears.
Irv Rosenfeld, one of these seven federally supplied medical marijuana patients, was there with his tin can full of joints. He was taken in for questioning. We'll have an interview with Irv tomorrow. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.